Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Blog Talk Radio's Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy for Saturday, November 9th. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you live from Chicago, Illinois, on the second of each month. Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy is an interactive live internet talk radio show that focuses on how to take advantage of the opportunities that life sends your way. The program explores obstacles overcome by ordinary people with extraordinary results, and what inspires or motivates them to take positive actions that make their dreams a reality. I know a little about that myself, as I've had 10 careers. I started as a fashion model. Then I was a rock and roll singer on the MCA label. Then I was a corporate consultant, an adjunct professor, and today I am a professional speaker, author, coach, blogger, and radio show host. Let's set the tone for today's program. Robert Schuller said, "It takes but one positive thought when given a chance to survive and thrive to overpower an entire army of negative thoughts." Today's show is brought to you by BudgetPreneur.com. If you find that you have very little money to invest in your business and yet still need to get things done, stop putting those things off. Go to BudgetPreneur.com. They provide the resources and tools to help you manage your business, save money, and increase revenue. Visit www.budgetpreneur.com. That's BudgetPreneur.com and become a member today. All right, let's get started. And by the way, if you are listening online and calling to ask a question, please mute your computer first. The number to call is 646-381-4198. We have a wonderful guest and a fantastic show for you today. Our topic is, "You've got ants, automatic negative thoughts, and what you don't know about it is costing you a fortune." Our guest, Sherry, has a new book coming out. It's called You've Got Ants, and she will share the straight scoop on how to remove barriers, conquer wrong thinking, and succeed in every area of your life, because changing the way you thought all of your life is not easy. So this show is for people who want to remove barriers and succeed in every area of life but can't get started. I often remind my students that when the negative thought returns to your mind, you could say, "You're not welcome here. Go away." Eventually, the thought doesn't return because it's not welcome. Don't grant them permission to have permanent residence in your mind. And by the way, Andrew Bernstein once said, and I quote, "Negative thoughts stick around because we believe them, not because we want them or choose them." Let's get to our guest. Our guest this month is Sherry Darden. I want to tell you a little bit about her. Sherry Darden was given the name of Business Plan Lady after offering monthly workshops throughout the Dallas-Fort Worth area. And when her name was not recalled, they would simply say, "You're the Business Plan Lady." Sherry has been certified as a Small Business Development Specialist in 2004 and a Senior Small Business Development Specialist in 2006, and recently as a Master Business Development Specialist by the North Texas Small Business Development Centers in January of 2011. This is the highest certification to be obtained by a consultant. As a 20-plus year tax practitioner, you may need her, by the way, just dropping a hint there, Sherry got her start in this area by being trained and employed by one of the world's largest tax service in high school while majoring in accounting. And then in 2002, she was trained by the IRS themselves to teach the small business tax workshops, and since then has taught hundreds of those workshops. She spent the last 9 years providing small business startup workshops, business plan workshops, and a wide range of entrepreneur sessions across the country. She's contributed to local newsletters that offer her wealth of information to the general public. You can learn more about her at www.sherrydarden.com. That's SHERRYDARDEN.com. Welcome, Sherry.
Thank you so much. Thank you for the intro there. You know, when you start adding years on, I started when I was two.
Wow. So you are an expert. Let me begin by asking
I'm only 21.
What exactly are ants?
Ants are exactly what you said, automatic negative thoughts. They're automatic, and we all have them. And one of the things that when I was thinking about this automatic negative thoughts and about being positive, here's just a really startling statistic. You know, we all have 24 hours in each day, and that comes to a grand total of 86,400 seconds, which means the average person has about 60 to 80,000 thoughts daily. That's a lot of thoughts. So we want to make sure that when we've got those 60 to 80,000 thoughts, that they're positive ones. Because here's another startling fact. It only takes 1 second to process a negative thought, while it takes an average of 15 to 20 seconds before a positive one registers. So we want to make sure that we crowd out all the negative ants and we actually replace them with positive thoughts. So that's where I came upon doing this book. We need to make sure that we alleviate them or exterminate the ants, if you will, so that we can have a positive life, because it's those 1 second that can pass up our opportunities to have a new job, a new love, can be positive in our life. And so that's where I came up with it, automatic negative thought.
What happened in your life? How come you came up on this acronym?
Well, you know, at the beginning of every year, we all have our New Year's resolutions if we want to be positive. And one of the things that we have to do is we have to think about, and here's and it actually came from my pastor, and when we were talking about goals and being positive and doing new things during the new year, he said something very startling to me, and it was very, it was painful, but it was positive. And I always say this in a lot of my workshops. You cannot change what you don't acknowledge. And a lot of times we try and do the insane thing. We try and do the same thing expecting different results. You know, we can't continue to eat cake and fried food if we want to be physically fit or we want to improve our cardiovascular health. You've got to do something different. And the first thing to do, if you notice when you go to the doctor, he'll ask you, write down everything that you've eaten. Or you go to the emergency room. They say, before we can treat you, before we can get you better, we have to know what you've taken. So have you taken aspirin? Have you taken ibuprofen? So you first have to acknowledge things before you can change. And so I had a lot of self-defeating thoughts. You know, you're too old, it's too late, or that won't work for you, or that works for somebody else, but they won't want that from you. So I had to take a little bit of an inventory and say, you know what? A lot of my limits are my thoughts. And I have control over that, so it's time to exterminate those. So that's kind of how that came to pass. And so I've been working on that this whole year, and we'll have a final product at the end of this year on You've Got Ant.
That's wonderful. The normal ant is pretty small and very annoying, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
Are there any other parallels that we should be looking for when searching for our own ants? I know I have them, too. Everybody's got ants.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I always look at the parallel to the small insect. And one of the parallels that we can look at is what I call the queen bee. And so if you think about ants, when they've got a colony, they've got a queen. And she controls everything, and she controls others. So what we have to think about when we're thinking about ants, those automatic negative thoughts, we've got to get to the queen bee, if you will. We've got to kill her, because if we don't kill her, then she will continue to just reproduce what you have destroyed. So it's good to go ahead and get rid of some of the little small ants that we can see. When you can see those small ants, those negative thoughts, those easily identifiable negative thoughts, we've got to get to the root of the problem. So that's where I say the parallels are. You know, when you want to exterminate a colony, whether it's bees or ants, and for, you know, our purpose here today is ants, you've got to get to the queen. You've got to get to the root of that problem. So that's kind of a parallel there. You know, you've got different kinds of ants, and you've got different kinds of ants. You have to use different recipes or different tactics, if you will, in order to exterminate them. But they all go back to that same queen bee. And so that's kind of the parallel.
Do you have an example of a queen bee for us?
Example of a queen bee would be Let's see the best one. There's lots that I could give you as a queen bee, but I think the best one I can give you is Mama Always Said. And that's what I would call them. I call them pre-existing ants. And what that means is those are pre-existing negative beliefs. And it's just because, you know, when you begin to ask someone, especially when they say something that's a little startling to you or you may disagree with them, and your first response will be, well, why do you think that? And if you notice the look on their face, they'll kind of go, well, you know, I really don't know. It's just always been that way. You know, and I kind of like to use the story here real quick about the pothole story. And people have probably heard it in different versions. And just a real condensed Cliff Notes version of it is, you know, the husband sees his wife cooking the roast, and he says, it's wonderful, got a question for you. Why do you cut off the small end of the roast? And she says, well, I don't know, because that's the way my mom did it, and that's the way we've always done it. He goes and asks mother-in-law why she cuts off the small end of the roast. She says the same thing. Well, I don't know, that's because that's how I was taught. That's how my mom did it, and that's how we've always done it. And so he calls Granny, and he says, Granny, why do you cut off the small end of the roast? And her simple response was, because my pot was too small. Now, if you really think about it, just think about it when you talk about generations of doing things. Yes, and it's just because of pre-existing beliefs, because we've always done it that way. May not necessarily be the best thought, may not necessarily be the most productive thought, but it's those pre-existing negative beliefs. You know, unfortunately, we all come with, you know, negative beliefs about someone of the opposite sex or a different race or a different religion or lifestyle. And when you begin to ask, and especially when you ask children, why do they think that, they'll have that same look that you'll be able to look at, and it'll be because, I don't know, because I've just been told that way. Never really thought about the validity of it, but it's just, you know, kind of a pre-existing negative belief that becomes a very comfortable habit, if you will. So that's
absolutely
kind of the way I would say the main one. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's one of my favorite stories. It's been around a long time, but it's so true, and that's why it's still around. Can you tell me what the top two most annoying ants are that you've identified while creating your book?
I would say the one that I just mentioned here, which is a pre-existing, kind of the pot roast ant. And I would probably say the second one would be what I call the always and never ant. The always and never ant. And that's one where we've got a thought in our head where, well, that always happens to me, or that never happens to me. I never get that great parking spot. I never win anything. No one loves me. Every time I come to this store, this happens to me. And what we don't realize is that we speak our own existence. We speak our own existence. And, you know, one of the things that I'll say to myself, you know, you and I travel quite a bit and looking for parking spots, and it's wintertime is coming, so we're going to have rain and snow and all that good stuff. And I'll just simply say, thank you, God, I only need one spot. You know, because we begin to look at the parking lot as full, and I'm not going to get a spot. You know what, Lord? Thank you for that one spot, that only one spot that I need. And so that's what we want to look at. We want to replace that negative thought because it's natural. You know, old habits are hard to die. Replace that negative one with they are. You know, my mom used to say to me, always form good habits because bad ones are hard to break. And I just did a time management workshop earlier this week. And, you know, it takes 21 to 30 days to change a habit. And so that's part of the whole extermination is, you know, it's not going to happen overnight. Well, you know, I thought a positive thought today and it didn't happen, so I'm just going to go back to my old comfortable. And so that kind of comes with that always always and never. I call those infinite words. Always, it's not really pointing to anything specifically, kind of the always, the never, the everyone, the no one. It doesn't speak to anything specifically. It's just kind of a blanket, if you will, that just kind of covers anything that may come your way. See, that's what I said. See, I was right, no one. So, okay, if you say no one, then it's going to be no one on that. So that's kind of my two top ants that I like to address at the beginning. It's kind of the pre-existing, you know, kind of the pot roast, and then always in the negative.
That's so interesting because I live in positive land, right? I'm an eternal optimist. That's just my nature. And so whenever I'm out and about, when those automatic negative things come out of people's mouths, I can't help but catch them and save them. You know, if you're just walking around just in life, generally speaking, you hear people speak those kinds of things, and I'll say, you're speaking that into existence. Take it back right now, and they'll look at me.
Right.
Because sometimes it's such a habit to always be coming from a negative place that the person doesn't even realize that's their normal way of speaking.
Well, I call that automatic pilot, you know, and that, just think about it. That doesn't necessarily have to be a negative thing, and that's part of the automatic negative thoughts is when you think about automatic, most times when we drive, you know, we have our normal route to get to and from, and sometimes we will get home because we're so in thought, we're so engrossed about something else, and we're either thinking about something or we're listening to a radio show or talking or having a conversation with a person that's with us, and then we'll figure out, how the heck did I get home? I don't remember making that left-hand turn. You know, I've done it several times ago. When did I make that left-hand turn on Mockingbird and Abrams? I don't remember doing that. And it's because these are things that we do over and over and over, hundreds and thousands of times, that it doesn't take much effort to do, therefore it becomes automatic. And it's comfortable for us. That's why we don't like to take that alternate route. Even sometimes when there's an accident, you know what, it's just more comfortable for me to sit in traffic because I don't have to think about when I need to make that left-hand turn or that right-hand turn. So with those same thing with those negative thoughts, it's just easier for me just to go ahead, be negative, because if I can be negative and it turns out the way that I've already said it, then it's comfortable.
Instead, I won't be disappointed because that's what I expected anyway, they say.
Absolutely.
Now that you've identified the ants and you've shared with us some examples of them and even the possibilities of where they might come from, what is the first thing one can do to address their ants?
Acknowledge them. It's one thing to identify them. It's the second thing to acknowledge it. And what I mean by that is take ownership of it. Don't point the finger at something else. Well, I'm only thinking this way because, going back again, this vicious cycle of, because it always happens to me, or it never happens to me. So we have to identify it, but then we have to acknowledge it. Remember, my pastor says you can't change what you don't acknowledge. So we have to acknowledge it and then have the desire to change it. You know, we have a saying here in Texas, and it's the saying is bless your heart, which is not a compliment sometimes. And, you know, you and I have been in workshops where we have people who are negative and they come in and go, oh, this is going to be boring, or the room is too cold, or I'm not going to be able to enjoy this. And we even have people that will come up to us at the beginning of the day to already let us know that they're not going to stay. I mean, they already have an out before they come in.
That's true.
You know, before they come in.
True.
And then, and then they're pleasantly surprised. It's like, you know what? I didn't go to sleep at all in your workshop, Sherry, and I learned so much.
I know.
You were so great. And it was because they came in with that. And with that, it was, I will say it's by the grace of God that they stayed, because if they hadn't, again, that negative thought can cost you. So what it would have cost them is great knowledge. You know, they wouldn't have gotten their certificate, because I don't know about you, I don't hand out my certificates till the end of the month, till the end of the day. I mean, but there's so much they can miss with those, you know, with those negative thoughts. So, you know, after identifying them, you have to acknowledge them and then be willing and have the desire, because if the desire is not there, you can kind of go through the motions and it won't do
anything. Well, I'm going to throw a little bolt into what you're saying, because all of those things are true, but you have to, you know, in my first book, I had a chapter that the publisher said, that chapter title is way too short, and it was just two words, take action. Because if they do everything you say and they acknowledge it and all of that, but they don't take action to execute whatever they need to do to turn that around, it'll just hang around. You have to acknowledge it and take action to do something to change it, which is what my next question is. Now, you know, it's nice and everything, all you've said. It's educating, educational. I have ants. We know it. Everybody has them. And we all know it's not a good thing. But how do I get rid of them?
Just like with the just like those 8, 16, like centipedes and ants and all that good stuff, all our other little multi-leg pests that we have sometimes have involuntary roommates in our home, is you have to create a barrier. You know, we're talking about the parallel. You have to create a barrier or you have to block it. And, again, that's where you eliminate what is drawing that bad habit. You know, we have to look at the bad habit and then have an action plan to replace it. And so one of the things that I have learned about automatic negative thoughts is starting out my day. Because when we open up our eyes, we think about all the stuff that we didn't do yesterday, and then it becomes that vicious cycle. You know, oh, I forgot to do that. Oh, God, you know, you are such a scatterbrain. You are such that. So we have to make sure that we create that barrier. And one of the things that I do is in the morning is my alarm clock is actually very positive music. It's not a blaring, you know, it's not a ring or bell. It's something very, very positive that starts off my thought process, thoughts that starts my day in a positive way. And then I start with positive thoughts, positive affirmations. So first thing to do with that is create a barrier, create a block. Once you've identified it, you're now going to have that desire, and then the action is, what you're talking about, is create a barrier. And whether that's reading, whether those are affirmations, whether they are prayers, whether they are sticky notes, you know, the first thing you do is go to the bathroom and you look in the mirror and you brush your teeth, have something positive that will become that new habit, that automatic positive thought instead of that automatic negative thought. So first and foremost, you want to create a barrier so that once we identify them, they won't come back. Because it's not enough just to squash them. Because if you haven't gotten rid of what's attracting it, then they're always going to come. So you got to create that barrier so that if it does come out, come want to come back, again, those old habits are hard to break. And you've got that barrier there that at least stops it so that you can identify it before it takes over again. So you want to create that barrier with something positive.
I actually have something like that. My alarm does make the little buzzing sound, but every mm-hmm. single morning I have a Louise Hay Infinite Possibilities, The Power of Positive Thoughts, and
yep.
I listen to it. Even while I'm on the road, you know, I have it on my phone, so wherever I am, I have it. And when I get up, while I'm getting ready to start my day, I just listen to those positive affirmations, and then I repeat them. As she says them, I repeat them, and it kind of sets the tone for my day. And I can tell you, if I miss it for a day, I can feel it.
Mm-hmm.
Because,
absolutely.
Like you said, with that statistical reference at the beginning of the program, we have mm-hmm. a lot. We're surrounded by all that negativity as well, because we're not alone in the world.
We've got news. You know, we've got, you know, reality TV and all that good stuff.
All kinds of things.
Just get so bombarded with, you know, if you've got this spot here, you could have cancer, and if you sneeze, you could have, you know, we've got all of these negative things that kind of take over where we could be talking about positive thoughts and doing something great. Yeah, absolutely.
Absolutely. But the beauty part, though, of what you've been saying up to this point is that we have control over ourselves, so we have the ability to take action and turn things around and at least raise our level of awareness so we catch ourselves when we're having those automatic negative thoughts so we can do something
about it. Absolutely. I agree.
Yeah, those nasty, nasty ants. You know, they one of the ones when you were speaking earlier that I thought of that holds people back a lot is they have thoughts about wealth. They have thoughts about those rich people. They have thoughts about success. It looks like this or it looks like that, and all of those kinds of premeditated thoughts, for lack of a better
mm-hmm.
way of putting it, that are negative.
Mm-hmm.
That sometimes they learned from their parents. Well, you know, you can't trust those people.
Yes, absolutely.
Stop us from being successful. And so sometimes a person's on the track for success, and that automatic negative thought comes up, and they actually block themselves.
Yeah, I was reading a book called The Secrets of a Millionaire Mind, and it's talking about blocking, blocking wealthy thoughts. And that thought you were talking about if somebody's rich, they must be doing something wrong, or they must be stealing somebody's line, or they must be abusing somebody, they must be taking advantage of someone. So that's
and they learned it at the
knee.
Yeah.
Yes, absolutely. And then they wonder why they never get that wealth. And then it becomes the negative thought of jealousy. So you see what I'm saying? You've got that one queen that sits there, and she begins to spawn off all of these negative things. You know, rich people must be Satanists, and rich people must be robbing you blind, and I never get that spot, and you'll never win anything. You're not pretty enough. You're not dark enough. You're not light enough. All of these things, it comes from one, and like you're saying, you know, at the knees kind of thing. So it really comes to that kind of queen bee being that pre-existing negative thoughts that, you know, were kind of bred in us with no validity.
And we learn it so young. Often it's learned so young that the person never questions it.
Well, absolutely.
Just like the ham.
Just like the roast beef.
That example.
Yeah, I mean, because there was a reason for grandma to cut it off.
Yes.
But again, you know, after that, there wasn't any other than just a habit, and nobody ever questioned it. And you think about all of the food they wasted. I mean, just kind of think about, you know, if you want to put it in the scope of that story, how much food was wasted unnecessarily just because.
Yes, absolutely.
Or
a life can be wasted. Any parting words when it comes to ants?
Start somewhere. If going after the queen bee is too much, where you don't necessarily want to maybe unearth, you know, because a lot of times we look at our ants and they're kind of buried underground, you don't want to dig too deep, then start with one of the ants. And in my book, I've got 9 ants. So if you don't want to start with the queen bee, maybe start with the always and never. One of the other ants is just focusing just on the negative. Another ant I call is called fortune telling, where we've got it in our mind where we're, again, speaking things into existence. We're telling people how to feel about it and feel about us or feel about how to interact with us. Just start somewhere. Like you said, you know, it's wonderful to have the desire, but you have to take action. And so my parting word is make a conscious effort for the next 21 to 30 days. Make that conscious effort of, you know what? This thought has no validity. This is an ant, and I've got to create a barrier. I've got to do something to counteract it. I've got to do something to eliminate it. So just start somewhere. If you don't want to do all of the ants at the same time, just start somewhere. Start with one. That would be my
party. One last little question for you. Where can people get your book?
People can get my book. It is in its final editing stages, but they're going to be able to get my book at the end of the year, so it'll be a great late Christmas, early New Year's gift. If they want to know exactly when it comes out, I'd be happy to let everyone know. If they want to go to my website, sherrydarden.com, I've actually got a link there where they can sign up and they can give me information so that when it's getting ready to go hot off the press, they can get that information and they can actually get
a
press release. Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
That's wonderful.
Absolutely.
Thank you. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
For the
You're
great
welcome.
Interview. It was a lot of fun. And thanks to all of you for listening to the Find Yourself, Live Your Dreams, and Be Happy show. I'm your host, Yvonne Brown, coming to you from Chicago, Illinois. And I'll see you next month on the second Saturday at 2 p.m. Central Time. Until then, I'll leave you with this thought for the day by Jane Roberts. Jane says, you should tell yourself frequently, I will only react to constructive suggestions. I will only react to constructive suggestions. This gives you positive ammunition against your own negative thoughts and those of other people. I will only react to constructive suggestions. Always join us on the second Saturday of the month. And in the meantime, visit us online at blogtalkradio.com/Yvonne-F-Brown to share your comments about today's show. And while you're there, become a friend of the show. And use the comment box to provide us with some feedback for today's show. Thank you, Sherry.
Thank you. Talk to you soon.
Talk to you soon.
Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today. If you have a topic that you would like to learn more about, please send it to me at yvonne@yvonnefbrown.com. You may also use the contact page at www.yvonnefbrown.com, yvonnefbrown.com, to share your comments about today's program or to ask me a question. Until next time, this is Yvonne Brown saying, each day you have the opportunity to get out there on life's playing field or sit on the sidelines. it's always more rewarding to get in the game and play.